being here all the world, and it's a pleasure to be here at a night like this. I seem to be the oldest of all the guys in our group. But going back to 1967, when I was first drafted by the Baltimore Bullets, I think the thing that really entrenched me about being in Baltimore was Mr. Baldwin, because he instilled a sense of family in our team. We weren't a winning team at that time, but we pulled together. I can remember him taking us out to his country club, and we had a lot of fun out there, and we're sitting up in the window, and all of a sudden he says, "Look," and the guys are out there playing bumper cars and hide and seek on the grooms. So obviously, you know, we didn't go back to the country club. But all the things that he's been about, he's also been about with Irene. And when I say it's instilling a sense of family, that was what it was all about. Everything that was done, they did it together. And it's just so strange, you know. You know, there are a lot of things that have been said and whatnot about me being in Baltimore, leaving Baltimore, and whatnot. But I've always felt as though I was a Baltimore Bullet. So many times when you leave a situation, you look back, you can appreciate the things that you left even more. And again, for me, it's been a heck of a ride. I want to offer my condolences to the whole family. You know, Mrs. Paul is not here, but she's always been that rock. And this is very tough for me. I was here a couple weeks ago, and I kept saying in my mind, you know, you should call. You know, you should call and just say hello. But I felt strange not being able to call directly. So I did. So I sat on the plane back to New York with a friend, Mr. Bowles, and we talked about it the whole time back. And then I heard about him passing. So, you know, for all of us, we have it in our minds that the things that we want to do, we should go ahead and do it, because we never know. We'll get a chance to do it again. So from all those guys back, Baltimore Bullets, I like to say thank you, Mr. Paul. Thank you for that cheese stick that you left in my locker. After I had a good game in the previous game, eating a cheese stick, knowing what it took for me to be successful. So again, to the family, I want to say my condolences and